Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. A proposed recall effort against Huron County Commissioner Mary Babcock is moving forward. The Huron County Election Commission unanimously ruled that the wording of a recall petition is clear and factually accurate. The petition challenges Babcock's vote last July in favor of a county zoning resolution allowing large-scale solar development in agricultural zoning districts. During the hearing, Babcock noted the county is considering changes that could reduce the amount of land eligible for solar projects, but commissioners determined the petition accurately reflects the vote as it was taken. Babcock also stated she intends to appeal the commission's decision to the Huron County Circuit Court. If the ruling stands, petition organizers can begin collecting signatures to place the recall before voters. And a Huron County man is moving toward sentencing after entering a plea in circuit court. Tommy Joe Britt appeared before Judge Prill today to face a charge of sexually delinquent person. Britt entered a no-contest plea to the court. Under the terms of the plea agreement, both the prosecution and defense have stipulated to a sentencing guideline range of 12 to 20 months. The charge carries a maximum potential sentence of 1 day to life, and Britt will be required to register as a Tier 1 sex offender for 15 years. Judge Pearl set the sentencing date for September 21 at 9 a.m. Britt's bond remains at $10,000 or 10%. Effective immediately, he is to be entered into SORA. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. There comes a time many families eventually face, the moment you realize mom or dad may need more care than you can give alone. It's never an easy decision, and it often comes with worry, questions, and emotion. At Courtney Manor, we understand how important that moment is. That's why we're here to help guide families with compassion, honesty, and trusted care every step of the way. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay, skilled nursing care, or long-term support, our dedicated team is here to help them feel safe, comfortable, and respected. When the time comes to make that call people who really care. Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Schedule a personal tour today at 989-269-9983. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a 30-year-old man is heading to jail following a sentencing hearing in Huron County Circuit Court today. Sean Douglas Nowitzki pleaded no contest but mentally ill to assault with intent to do great bodily harm by strangulation. The court acknowledged a significant history of mental health issues dating back to the defendant's childhood. A forensic evaluation confirmed Nowitzki was mentally ill at the time of the incident. The judge sentenced Nowitzki to 1 year in a county jail with credit for 28 days already served. The court granted work release, allowing the defendant to continue his long-term employment at a local tiling company. Nowitzki must pay $500 in restitution to the victim, a $500 fine, and $130 victim assessment, and $68 in state costs. No probation was ordered in the matter. Nowitzki is to check in at the jail by 6:30 p.m. Monday evening to begin his sentencing. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors care for neighbors.